From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Pakistan. A gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Chersada Wednesday left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Troops gunned down four attackers. There are conflicting statements about the Taliban, about its involvement in the attack. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Russian officials say there were no injuries among its staff at the embassy. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition to begin talks. It is the second time the Security Council has sent a delegation to Burundi in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed in the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is part of the delegation.
Things have gotten a lot worse just even in the last few weeks in terms of the economic situation as well as in terms of killings. And so our main message to him is going to be, you know, at what point are you going to start to accept the appeals of the international community?
The violence was sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year have sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell 3.4% or more in Wednesday's afternoon trading. This is VOA News.